awakening. And so, 10-9 seconds.
We love our Somali.
We love our Muslims. Oh, they so good. Three, two, one. And by the way, my son is drinking sparkling water. He's not drinking the champagne.
Hey, we should get... I remember when he was like 3 years old, you have him jumping off 100-foot cliffs.
Yeah. It was tough.
I thought, I mean, Rob, we were out there, Lake Travis. Rob has like his 3-year-old kids jumping off giant cliffs.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Teaching them. And now I'm taking him out. We're going to go do some skiing for a few days. We're going to go hit the slopes.
Seriously, I remember you like throwing your badass.
Yeah. Good. So many good times, so many crazy times, and so many like epic times in the info war. It's hard, you know, every time just going out on the tank, going out in the tank and going out there confronting liberals and crazy demtards and all that. Like just those moments are all been epic. Getting people to do a caravan cross country all the way to D.C., that was epic. Trying to set us up on Jan 6, and we defeated it because we shot so much freaking video. We shot so much video, and the whole time you were going, hey, we're not like the left. We're peaceful. We're not going to do any violence. We're just going
they're
here
gonna
to show.
Status.
They're going to Kent State. You said that all up on the stack of chairs. You said they're going to pull a Kent State. And sure enough, like less than 10 minutes later, Ashley Babbitt gets shot. And a few other people got pummeled to death by police. I saw a guy fall off. They pushed him off the stair. Yeah, they pushed him off the ledge.
And it was surreal.
And you're like, what? And they carried him off with a bike rack. They put him on a bike rack as a stretcher, and people were carrying him off. I mean, crazy stuff that went on that day.
Yeah, they killed 5 Americans that day and then said they all died.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the police started having heart attacks and committing suicide. And then a few days later, the Capitol Police, and they're like, oh, these are part of the debt. No, these guys either were off for what they'd seen and what they knew had been done, or they were, I guess, a loose end that had to be tightened up, you know, and that's sad. But we still have one loose end. That Jan 6 bomber, you know, is now an autistic
crazy,
black
though.
Kid.
Almost 2 years ago, they tried to shut us down. They had fake auctions.
Yep.
And, hey, we're going to 2026. Yep. Bitches, we're still here.
Yeah. June of 2024, we were supposed to be done. We were told that's it. We're packing up. And, yeah, we're still here. And now it's 2026. And the poster, I don't know if you got the B-roll. The poster's right over there. It's got the bottom. We put the date on there. 94 or 93 to 2026.
Yeah. M4 is 97.
97 to 2026. They all have the date on them.
They all have the date on them.
Yeah, they all have the date on them.
Point is, if they think shutting down this building does anything, my daughter tonight, 8-year-old, goes, Daddy, when they take your studio, will you still be able to fight them? And I said, better than ever, sweetheart.
You remember?
We've survived so much. Yeah. Listeners think it's like a Chicken Little thing or a wolf thing. This has been a real fight.
Yeah, you remember when they cut the internet and then we just 5 minutes later
popped up
on another. We're like it's like whack-a-mole. You're never gonna get us. You're never gonna get us.
Guys have been here. Everybody out there saying this was a fake fight. Has this been real?
Oh, it's been real. I've had so many 3-letter agencies up my ass, and I enjoy it. You're not gonna get us. You're not gonna get us. You're not gonna defeat us. I don't care how much we're ridiculed or how much you come after us. It's not gonna happen. It's not going to happen.
We're committed. So, we survived another year, bitches.
And that really pisses them off. They really hate that. I tell you what, the methylene blue, I've been doing the pill. I'm not planning to plug. But the methylene blue pills, I do one every other day. It has literally, I haven't had brain fog. I've been able to go like drink beer and not wake up with a hangover. It's amazing stuff. I'm not saying it's a hangover cure, but it works, doesn't it?
I don't know if you know, dude, but he can see a little bit better too.
I can see a little bit better. These glasses are actually a little weaker than my normal pair.
See, so he's going with the weaker.
Going with the weaker glasses.
It's starting to help his vision.
And I've actually given it to a guy who lives here, who's blind and fully in one eye and partially in one eye. I'm waiting to see what happens to him, see if it works. But I mean, we've had people call in and say it helps them with all kinds of ailments, but the brain fog, getting rid of the brain fog and just being able to wake up in the morning and not be like, ugh, for 20 minutes. I'm awake.
Bottom line, I love the InfoWar. You're the InfoWar. We love you. Harrison Smith is about to take over. Where is he at? Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison.
Here he comes.
Oh, shit. I was editing. I was finishing editing.
Hey, this is for the fans.
Work.
Cheers to y'all. Thanks for making the InfoWar happen. Love you guys.
So we didn't go to break.
Here's to a good 2026.
Oh, I guess maybe we didn't go to break at 5 after. Cheers. There it is.
We skipped it. All right. We're going to air this tomorrow, though. So yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we have it all figured out. We have a brain bug in the back.
Did Netanyahu authorize it?
Well, you know, we didn't ask him. So hopefully we're okay.
Did Ben Shapiro authorize it?
Ben Shapiro's eyebrows might have authorized it.
Ben
all right.
Shapiro's
have a seat, Harrison.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Get after it, bro.
I need a pack. I got to grab a pack.
A pack. Okay.
We got one of those.
All right.
All right,
folks.
Happy
Harrison
2026.
Manchita, I can walk. you take a great job, brother. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much, sir.
You've done well, Lord Vader.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year. While we get settled in, I don't know if the crew's had time to pull in the video. I was just editing, so I wasn't in here. I was finishing up. I was exporting a video, finally. Still working at midnight on New Year's Eve, but I put together a little comp, a little compilation, biggest videos of 2025. So whenever the crew pulls those in, we'll do it. I sort of lost my voice, Alex.
Part noticed. Of white privilege.
Yeah. It happens.
Hey, how many years you been here?
I've been here 7 years. I joined in 2017, so 8 years. Coming up on nine in February. It's been a wild ride. I have been in this chair for some crazy times. I was in this chair on January 6th when we couldn't get cell phone service and we're like, where's Alex? What is going on? Unfortunately, I was in this chair a couple months ago when Charlie Kirk was shot. There's been some monumental occurrences.
That's right. You were doing the fourth hour and I ran in here during it.
It was, yeah, it's bizarre. It's almost, I'm almost nervous. I actually have an earpiece here. I'll plug it in. Yeah, I'm good. I just need the box.
Well, we just appreciate the viewers and listeners. It's epic, and God's watching, which matters.
Amen.
But how shocking is it that the literal star witness of Candace Owens, this whole British op, literally is all proven in lifetime lying, attacking people with hammers, and they still defend it?
No, he's a hero.
That freaked me out.
I'm on her side. I'm swapping. 2026, I'm going to be pro Netanyahu. I'm going to be pro Candace Owens. I'm going to try it out. Why not, right?
The new patron saint is Mitch Snow.
Oh, yeah, Mitch Snow. My liege. My emperor, yeah. It seems easy. It seems like
What's
those people get
that,
all
like,
the benefits.
They say we're covering... They want us to buy into lies. Like,
well, we're not going to buy into lies. We've never bought into lies, and we're not buying into lies now. But I think 2026 has to be the year of unity. 2025 was the year that the right wing was shattered to a million pieces and is fighting against each other. How about 2026? We come together and we defeat our enemies once and for all. The enemies of all of us, and not this little factionalism. That's my goal for 2026.
All right, that's always been a policy. See, I'm saying they want to make it factionalized, which is all real. We make it about policy. We have a big tent.
I know.
That's how we win.
That's what I'm in favor of.
That's why they hate me. Policy. You don't make it about, they want to make fights about groups. No, policy.
Yeah.
Then they're like, oh, yeah, everybody on board.
Or organizations, ADL, SPLC, take them out. Doesn't matter who they are. It matters what they do. And what they do is screw over the American people. But I'd like to go to this video. If we have this video, this is a little compilation I did. Top videos of 2025, the most iconic ones. Hopefully I got them all. I'm going to be with you here for the next hour or so. Hope everybody is all hyped up on ultimate energy. Hope you have your... green tinted champagne with your ultra methylene blue. But let's go to this compilation, 2025. What a year. What an insane year. Let's take a look at some of the more iconic imagery of the year of our Lord, 2025. Let's watch.
Mandrake, I suppose it never occurred to you that while we're chatting here so enjoyably, a decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. When they realize there was no possibility of recalling the wing, there'll be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about the war? We'll be right back. was too important to be left to the general. When he said that, 50 years ago, might have been right. But today, the war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought. Communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and purify all of our precious bodily fluids. Of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue and you will continue to find out. We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them. And they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving. And we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave. It gets here in about a year. Think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you live from the InfoWars studio, the champagne-soaked InfoWars studio, as we ring in the new year, 2026, and look forward to what lies ahead. Just sort of a little compilation. I admit, I sort of phoned it in there at the end. Okay, at the end, I sort of phoned it in. The last half or so was a compilation from Darren McBreen, a great promo we've been playing quite a bit. But I was editing until literally 2 minutes ago. So that was the first time any of us have watched it, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I wanted to start off with that clip from Dr. Strangelove, because that just keeps going through my mind. that monologue. Here's it. Where's this? Is that Seattle? Or is that somewhere in Asia? Where's that? Oh, is that? Oh, that's Dallas. That's right. Wow, is that a drone show? Drone show's taken over. It was absolutely fantastic today, driving into the studio, driving down the highway through Austin, Texas, and seeing fireworks going off all around the horizon. Fireworks and drone show. Look at that. It's nice knowing that even in Austin, where fireworks are strictly against the law, nobody gives a damn. That's the energy we're taking into 2026. Oh, it's illegal to light off fireworks? Well, guess what? That's the energy we're bringing in 2026. So the beginning of that compilation is that famous speech from Dr. Strangelove, where he basically says, basically the story is, he has sent an entire squadron of nuclear bombers to start a war with Russia, and nobody can stop him. The bombers are on their way, and he's basically saying, the only thing you can do now is get ready to hit them really hard, because I've started the war, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. And that's sort of where we're at. He says, when the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Pentagon realize there's no possibility of recalling the wing, there'll be only one course of action available, total commitment. And that's what the Trump administration is failing to comprehend so far, 1 year in. They are not going all in. They are not seizing the initiative. They're acting like it's business as usual. They're acting like they just got to get the stock market up a little higher, get those deportation numbers up into the six, maybe seven digits if we're lucky, and we can just cruise on to the next election cycle. That's not where we're at. No, we're at the point where there's no recalling the wing, where if we don't face this with total commitment, we face total destruction. That's just where we're at this point. The Democrats recognize that. The Democrats are eager for it. The Democrats are not in power, but are still the ones making threats. They're still the ones promising retribution when we haven't even done anything to them. I say give them something to be mad about. Give them something to cry about. If they're going to act like Donald Trump is a tyrant, if they're going to stage a civil war, the John Podesta color revolution, and try to take out Trump, if they rig the election or not, or if Trump just and the Republicans fail to uphold their mandate, they're going to kill you all. Do you get that? I'm talking to the Republicans now. Like, do you understand they are coming for you and they want blood? And it doesn't matter if you cooperate with them. It doesn't matter if you treat them nicely or don't impose tyranny upon them. They are insane. They hallucinate it. They think that you are being tyrannical when you're not. So I say crush them. I say, if it was up to me, I say crush them personally. There's lots of ways to do it. You just have to actually do it. It is the most frustrating part about all of this is that somebody with will, somebody with a desire to actually set things right rapidly, I think most of the problems we face are about 2 week problems. You could solve most of them in about 2 weeks. Think about how easy it was for Donald Trump to shut the border or to free all the January 6th prisoners. All those things are about as complicated and difficult as deporting Somalis. It's about as hard as like cutting off the fraud, the waste, the abuse, USAID. I guess we dipped our toe in that water for Doge. But the problems that we face are not real problems. The problems that we face are not hurricanes and tornadoes and, you know, in space aliens invading. The problems we face are corruption and stupidity and retardation and old programs running with new software. That's the problem we face. The problem we face is suicidal empathy and corrupt women in judge robes, to be quite honest with you. These are easy problems to solve, folks. These are not insurmountable issues. These are personnel problems, and we could replace them. So that really is the frustrating part. And again, the frustrating part about the Trump administration is they can do it. They will do it occasionally. They did it with the border. Do you remember under Joe Biden? Do you remember for 4 years we were told how hard it was, nigh on impossible and too expensive to close the border or to build the wall? $10 billion for the wall. Meanwhile, we spend $415 billion on illegal aliens. We've got to pass the bill. The reason the border isn't shut is because Trump lobbied against the bill that would have shut it. No, it turns out it took Donald Trump 15 seconds to sign an order to close the border, and it was closed. That is the situation with most of the problems we face. Most of them would be a matter of, hey, this is not good, fix it, and then it would be solved. We just can't do that. For some reason, we can't get rid of the people that are in the way. We can't get over the obstacles that we face in the form of Todd Blanche and Pam Bondi. Yeah, it's becoming completely intolerable. And I wonder, has anybody looked into this? Does the left know about the Somali stuff? Do they have any idea? I mean, I know, what's his name? Tim Walz calls you a racist for looking into it. So he's got to be aware of it to some degree. But I've been seeing so many videos recently of TikTokers. They don't seem like right-wingers. They don't seem like conservatives. But boy, are they mad about learning that half of their waking life is stolen from them. That half of their waking life is spent at a job they hate to pay for people who despise them to live like kings. Yeah, people are pissed at this. And at this point, I don't even know if it's the right tactical move to make. I think that there is an energy and a momentum that we just have to seize, and it has to be a tax strike, a tax protest. That's where all the energy is. Again, it's like, you know, strategically, should we do this? Is this the right thing? How do we carry it? It's like, I don't know if I would choose a tax protest as the most effective thing, but it seems like everybody is just coming to that conclusion on their own. It seems like a lot of people are just going, so we're not paying our taxes anymore, right? Like we're all on board because they can't get all of us. Of course, that's not really going to work because they collect taxes throughout the year. And for most people, you're just asking for the government to give your money back when it comes around to tax time. So I don't know what the appropriate move is. What if we took over D.C.? You know, Occupy Wall Street, that was pretty effective while it existed. What if we storm the Capitol again? Just kidding. I'm kidding. I should probably take phone calls. I'm going to open up the phone calls, open up the phone lines for your calls. Feels like too festive of an evening to be sitting here ranting on my own. I need you to rant with me. I require active participation in this. If you're at home and maybe you're just coming home from a night out on the East Coast, give us a call. Tell us what your expectations are for 2026, what your hopes, your dreams, your desires, your fears. Give us a call. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We are live on this early morning now broadcast for New Year's Day 2026. 1-877-789-2539. Happy New Year to everybody. There's the fireworks display here in Austin, Texas. You can practically hear it from here. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at your leisure. And I will say, making it to a new year in and of itself is a bit of a victory, isn't it? And as bad as things are, and as bad as they seem, and as bad as they are getting and continue to spiral downward, I remember talking to, I was doing some sort of interview with a panel show, and I think it was in like January of 2025, because we were talking about what lay ahead for the year. Maybe 2024, whenever it was one of the periods in the last few years in which we sort of went around the panel and gave our predictions for the next year, and basically nobody thought that the world would be around. Everybody was like, oh, by this time next year, we're all going to be living in caves, or we're going to be hunted by drones, and it can seem that way. It can seem like we are constantly under threat of like absolute destruction. And I was the only person on the panel show to go, you know, as crazy as things are getting and seem right now, there's a very large chance that 1 year from today, we're sitting right where we were, right where we are right now. There's not going to be a cataclysm. There's not going to be chaos that renders society down to its component parts, maybe things will just get incrementally worse forever. And in a way, that's horribly depressing, and hopefully should inspire you to understand that the trajectory that we're currently on has to be interrupted, forcibly deflected to a new direction. But on the other hand, we are still here. But on the other hand, do you have any idea the amount of fraud that goes on and we don't even notice it? We're so powerful. We're so prosperous. We're just like this America. We're just this like incredible engine of productivity and brilliance. And it just, even with, we're like Harrison Bergeron. We're like from the Kurt Vonnegut short story. Harrison Bergeron is a dystopian story in a future where everybody is equal. And that means that the strongest people get weights put on them. The smartest people get, you know, headphones that buzz in their ear to distract them. Because you understand, if equality is your goal, it's a lot easier to bring people down than build people up. It's just the more convenient thing to do. Which would you rather do? Get somebody who's unhealthy to a state of healthiness, or help somebody who's healthy destroy their body, right? One's a lot easier, because the bad thing is always easier. It's just a fact of life. It's just a fact of reality. The way that God designed the universe, always, every time, the right thing is always harder. I don't know why it has to be that way. It just does. And so in a way, it's what, you know, brings the reality of the good times create weak men, weak men create bad times create good men, strong men. And there's something to that. Like, especially if you have kids, you don't want your kid to have everything handed to him. You want your kid to struggle a little bit. You want your kid to have to not do everything exactly right the first time, so they have to try again and again and again. There's something about that. It's character building in a very real way. So, you know, as things get worse, men are going to get stronger. There is that, right? And I think right now, like, we're in this weird dichotomy where the bad guys are engaged in a controlled demolition of the world. They're engaged in a slow but steady deconstruction of the apparatus of civilization so they can rule over people living in mud huts, I guess. Their vision of the future is awful. But at the same time, they understand, because they've done the psychology, the only thing keeping them in power right now is the fact that most Americans are still fat and happy. Most Americans, I mean, this audience is probably accepted in that. Most Americans are happy to be distracted by football, celebrity gossip, pornography, and whatever else normal people get up to. And so in a way, the elite are massively incentivized to not let our society crumble, to not let conditions get so bad, inflation gets so high that people are having to buy bread with wheelbarrows of cash. Are we doing a commercial break in 30 seconds? Is that what I'm seeing? Okay. All right, we got regular commercial breaks here. I will be back in just a minute or so, a few minutes, I guess, to take your calls. I've got Matt, Ford, Ed, Michael, Gene. We're going to line up calls and take your calls here as we continue to close out this special New Year's Eve / day broadcast. Stay with us, folks. Infowars.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com is how you support us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Come to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live this midnight. It's 12:33 a.m. We are now 33 minutes and 19 seconds into the year 2026. I hope you can support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Go to infowarsstore.com to get one of these incredible posters that you see here. Make no peace with evil, defend the West. And of course, the Alex Jones. It's almost like a I need you for the InfoWars poster, except he's holding a gun, so it's cooler. So it's actually even cooler than that. And I have to say, as I, you know, obviously, New Year's always a opportunity not just to look ahead, but looking back at the year that has been, or just reminiscing in general. And I got to say, one of the most annoying things about being in this bankruptcy for so long is that we have been able to travel. So I haven't been able to meet as many InfoWarriors. Because I look back at my, 9 years. In February, it'll be 9 years at InfoWars. My Lord, time flies. I'm not doing that math wrong, right? February 2017. Yeah, that's 9 years. Good Lord. I'm telling you, to what was I even talking about? That just kind of blew my mind. I've been here for 9 years. The best part, some of my favorite memories ever at InfoWars is meeting the fans. Whether that's at something like the American Liberty Awards, getting to meet everybody in a big party atmosphere. I'll say probably one of the most impactful moments of my entire career here at InfoWars was when I was in New York City, actually helping Laura Loomer film her protest against Twitter. And while we were there, a woman spotted us, and she was a woman from Eastern Europe who was like literally weeping to me, being like, I faced communism. Nobody in America understands it except for Alex Jones. She's like, only Alex Jones is warning people about what's coming. And she was like in tears, being like, you have no idea how important it is that you guys are on air and that you guys are fighting back against what these people are trying to bring here. She ran a bicycle courier service. She let us like use her office and work there. She was literally like trying to like shove cash into my hands. Be like, I want to support you. I'm like, no, lady, please go to the alexjonesstore.com. Please buy a product, get a supplement. I can't take your money. But it's just, it's like, who else has fans like that? Who else has fans that are like, will like weep to you and be like, I can't. And I'm, it's not me. It's Alex Jones, right? It's not like I'm so important to their crying. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like this organization, this movement, this effort we're putting into it, the audience gets it. And I know everybody will say, oh, we have the best audience. You know, everybody claims they have the best audience. Like, no, we do. No, we have the best audience. And I have proof. I have proof that we have the best audience. And it's the fact that we're still here. It's the fact that we're still here. Like, you realize, they've got the biggest lawyers in the history of the world. They've got a media apparatus that is monolithic and extremely clever. They've got just every benefit, every shortcut. They've got it all. We have you. We have the audience. That's it. That's what we have. Versus all of their conniving, all of their machinations, all of their corruption, vindictiveness, and these little schemes they run, kicking. I mean, we'll go to your calls. We'll go to your calls. But I do enjoy reveling in the fact that in 2018, you know, they were sitting back on that day, whenever it was in October, when Alex Jones was kicked off of YouTube and Apple and Spotify and X and Twitter at the time, kicked off everything on a single day. I guarantee you they were popping champagne that day going, so long, Alex Jones, we've cut off your supply. I mean, we were making so much money on YouTube. I mean, they must have thought they cut our jugular and we're sitting back to watch us bleed out. Welcome to 2026, suckers. Not dead yet, not gone yet. That was in 2018. You know how many attacks they've launched since then? Cheers. We haven't gone anywhere. They can't beat us. Why? Because of you. Because you go and support us. You go to the store. You go to the InfoWars store. You go to the Alex Jones store. You share the links. You spread the videos. You argue against Candace Owens supporters for us. We really do appreciate it. You guys really are the best. And we really do, like, we work very hard. And we hope that you appreciate it. I know people in other right-wing organizations. Nobody works as hard as InfoWars. Nobody. Who else is broadcasting right now? Who else has control room full of crew? Who else is not just willing, but eager to work whenever we possibly can? Let's go out to your calls. Matt on the planet Earth has called in about General Flynn. Go ahead, Matt.
Harrison, man. I really appreciated NPR Harrison today, man. It was that mellow tone of voice you took today was beautiful and focused and badass, man. I've already been appreciating your focus and your drive, but you took a step back, and I think you took two steps forward, and I want to compliment you on that.
Wow, thank you. Well, it's just the weather is cold here, so I just talk all day every day, so I've lost my voice. And today it was really bad. It's almost better now. And so, yeah, I was like whispering, and like every caller was like, I can tell you're just sad today. And I'm like, I'm not sad. I'm just quiet. I'm just being quiet. And apparently, Rob Dew and Alex were watching. Alex was like, man, he's really serious today. And I guess it brought a different vibe to it. So I'm glad you appreciated it.
Morose.
Yes. Yeah.
Man, I'm swimming in it today. So much to touch on.
You called in about General Flynn. What do you think about the?
Yeah, I want to fire off a few like miniature messages. General Flynn, we appreciate your pep talk today, but man, we are so over pep talk. And like, if the best you can come up with is fighting Irish, like, dude, I'm done watching the Celtics. Like, we want these people. We voted for Trump to break the deep state. When I say break the deep state, I mean break them on a rack and draw them and quarter them and behead them and smear their guts from here to Timbuktu. And that pep talk you gave us today is just not going to get us there.
What do you think we need to do to light the fire under their ass? Because I think you're right. I'm sick of the talking. I'm sick of hearing any. Like, I want to take their phones away. I don't want to hear any more tweets from anybody in the Trump administration. Because the thing if they do something, they won't have to tweet about it. Okay? Like, if you do something, then we will see that the thing is happening. You don't have to tell us that you're going after the Somalis. I want to see news reports in the New York Times about the horror you are visiting upon our enemies. That's what we will hear about it in the news. Whenever you do anything notable, stop talking. Stop saying anything to us. Shut the hell up. And when you do something, we will know. That's how I feel about it. But so how do we light a fire under them? Because Trump was almost shot in the head. I don't know what else I can do to convince him that this is serious. I'm not going to try to shoot him in the head. I don't think that should be necessary. But like, what more convincing evidence do you need, Trump, that like this is serious? And you need to be treating this seriously. Like, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to get it through to the Republicans? I mean, the country club Republicans, the Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham Republicans, they are living in this delusional fantasy world where they think that they can weather MAGA and get back to business as usual. The GD, the Bushes are waiting in the wings, folks. The Bushes, okay? Yes, Emperor Palpatine survived somehow. They're plotting the comeback. They're delusional. They either don't understand, refuse to acknowledge, or are in favor of the fact that like we are on the cusp of a full-fledged like reign of terror communist revolution in which the Ted Cruzes of the world are not going to get a pass because of how friendly they are to Israel. In fact, that's going to make them the biggest target out of all of them. So again, I don't know what we need to do to convince these people that like, if they don't do what's necessary, you know, it ain't like Donald Trump's tweets are going to have to worry about. It's going to be getting hauled out of their bed in the middle of the night by masked communist raiding teams and sent away to Guantanamo. So sorry, I'm rambling. Matt, what do we need to do to light a fire under their ass?
I'm getting tired of listening to that question, Harrison, as tired as you are, man. Like, I've gotten to the point now where, like, we got a breath of fresh air, but that's all I'm counting on anymore now. And if you don't have the two brain cells to rub together, but to look at this as just breathing room and preparation, I'm already hearing it. We're beating around the bush so much now that there's no more leaves left on the bush anymore. And we have no choice but to look at it anything other than a reprieve and just breathing room to buy us the time to get more ready.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you. You know, America literally can't survive another 40 million illegals, and we can't survive another Democratic Congress in which they retroactively make all of the illegals that came over in the last administration legal. So, yeah, we're really getting down to the wire here. Thank you so much for the call, Matt. Happy New Year. Let's go to Ed in Maryland, who wants to talk about deportations. Ed, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you very much for doing this. This is a great way for me to ring in the new year.
Amen.
I'm going to tell my wife, hey, don't worry. I'm in the next room. I'm talking to InfoWars. That's how.
You're talking to the world, Ed. You're talking to patriots worldwide right now.
I know, and I'll tell you what. We're the hardest core, and that's why.
Amen.
I was in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you what, that run downtown, it took me forever to park to get there to see Alex and Tucker. It was amazing. Anyway, I'm kind of with you. I love your theory about the easy, what'd you say, 2 weeks to solve a lot of these problems?
About, give or take.
Well,
yeah.
My thing is, and I heard a similar thing, I think, a few weeks ago from Mark Mitchell when he was talking to Alex, that he had gotten his DMs from a Zoomer. If you're not using the technotronic control grid that you're going to unleash on all of us, that you're ushering in for all of us,
exactly.
If you can't use that to get rid of all these people that don't belong here, then you're not really serious about solving the problem.
Well, isn't that just the thing though? You try to upload a video of Alex Jones to YouTube, it stops you midway through the upload because it identifies it, but somehow there's child sex abuse material by the hundreds of thousands on these same websites. If they wanted to use these tools to fight crime, there wouldn't be any crime. That's a thing. They build these weapons. They build these surveillance grids, and it's only subjected to the American people. I mean, that's it. That's the reason it's created. You're exactly right. We have more than enough technological capability to identify and expel absolutely every single illegal immigrant in about 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yep, probably. I mean, shut their money off, stop giving them free stuff, and go around and collect them and take them back to where they came from or where they belong. And that's very simple. And I have a simple thing. It's not radical. You know, Americans belong in America. Somalians belong in Somalia.
Sounds racist, Ed. I'm going to have to let you go now. No, I'm just kidding. I could think of 10 different ways, any one of which would force deportation. I mean, the thing is, you got to go after the corporations, and they won't do that. I've said forever, arrest one CEO, one, pick one. I bet one would volunteer. Find a CEO of any company, Tyson's Food, Microsoft, whatever, and arrest him. And go, you employed illegal aliens, you are now under arrest. And you know what happens within the hour? Is every CEO in the country issues a memo to every one of their underlings saying, go through your personnel roles and fire anybody that's not legal. Because CEOs don't want to get arrested, and they definitely don't want to get arrested because some punk manager way down the line hired an illegal alien to save $5. They'll do it. You could shut their bank accounts off immediately, and you could say to the banks, you're either going to help us with this or you're going to be charged with aiding and abetting. I mean, you can't help people commit crimes. Like, what is so hard to comprehend about this? So, yeah, Ed, I mean, whether shutting the bank accounts off, just using the incredible surveillance apparatus we have to pick them up, I've always said, deportation cannot be the punishment. That's not a punishment. You're what they're saying to people is either self-deport on your own or else maybe we catch you, and if we do catch you, the only outcome will be you're deported. So it's like either deport yourself or else we'll deport you. They're just going to be like, fine, I'll just stay, and you can deport me if you catch me. Like, they're not going to go. So it needs to be deport yourself, and we'll provide you a ride home and give you $1,000. Don't deport yourself, and we will deport you after you spend 5 years in a work camp. Then people will deport themselves. That's my solution. Thanks for the call, Ed. Happy New Year to you. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania now. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been watching you for a couple years now. Then I saw War Mode came on there, and I got all pumped up.
We need to get them on again.
Hell yeah. just wanted to tell you and your family, Crisis King, it's a good time to be alive. I just wanted to tell you, out here we say the problem is some of yins out here in Pittsburgh, but really the problem is the small yins.
That's good. I like it. I like it. Yeah, we got to get the War Mode boys back on. Thank you very much, Joe. I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you and your family. The crew can probably pull up. I texted a video. You can see my son celebrating with what are they called? Sparkler. We did some fireworks before we came out tonight. Thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Gene in Arkansas now. Gene, you want to talk about revolution? Speaking my language. Go ahead, Gene.
Yes, sir, Mr. Harrison. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, we're drinking some of the best bourbon in America right now. I'm a half fifth deep. We're cutting loose. But what I wanted to talk about was revolution, obviously.
Okay.
We're pumping up the tax shutdown, right?
Uh-huh.
We're not gonna pay taxes. If you look at our own revolution, the very next step is tarring and feathering the taxers. Let's get that started. We've listened to you for the last year talking about running guns to the Irish and the Scots. Guys, yeah. I think those boys are just going to have to wait. It's time we run guns to ourselves. Let's stand the militia up. Let's take it back. We've got our politicians. They're just sitting there on their hands. We've got Trump right now at Mar-a-Lago having a party, being flanked by Netanyahu. We got Somalis taking over. We got Muslims declaring war. We got the Jews pickpocketing us. White Americans are done. FEMA region 6, it's time to stand up. New Mexico can go to hell. We'll take Mississippi and Alabama, and we'll take on the rest of the country.
I love it. I was brainstorming this today. It seems like our problem, Gene, is we're too widespread. In a fantasy world, I would wave a wand and everybody from all 50 states would come to Texas that wanted freedom. And we could use this as a home base and expand out. But I'm looking at the risk board and it's like we got a bunch of pieces, but they're all over the country. And you know, like when you play Risk, it's like you want all your army in one spot. Because then that army can go conquer any other army. But if you just got one piece over here, two pieces over here, I mean, you're never... So it's like we need to somehow consolidate. I don't know how we make that happen, but it feels like we've got the numbers, we've got the people, we've got the energy, we've got the spirit. We're just all 1,000 miles away from anybody else that feels that way. So I think in real life, action is the next step. In real life gathering, in real life, I think everybody should be forming neighborhood patrol groups, right? Neighborhood watch is another great word for militia. I think you should be training. I think you should be preparing. I think just like any disaster or emergency, you can't prepare for it once it happens, right? So you got to be prepared. You got to have your lines of communication. You got to have your rendezvous points. You got to have your groups with various skills and supplies. You got to prepare because if and when something pops off, you better be ready at that moment. So that's my suggestion. Thank you so much for the call, Gene. That's the spirit. Again, the spirit we need going into 2026. Dylan in Texas is next on the line. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey, I just want to talk about, these Karens and fireworks. I got some Karens out here. I'm in Texas on my own property, and these Karens are over here yelling at me, telling me to turn off the fireworks. We only get a couple days to show our freedom a year, and I think it's just outright absurd that we have Karens and / immigrant Karens yelling at us to say, turn off the fireworks. That's just a damn absurd law.
I'm outraged, Dylan. I'm outraged for you. What's their ethnicity? What's the Indian name that's equivalent to Karen? We need to find that out. You're talking about immigrant Karens here?
All of them. All of them. It's just all of them. I'm going to tell you what, I'm sick of it. You know, they're flooding in. They're taking over our shit. Next thing you know, they're trying to take our freedom and then our job. And the next thing you know, what about that trucker that killed all those kids? They took our...
Amen, Dylan. Oh, Dylan, do me a favor. Light off all of your fireworks for me. Just don't give in, Dylan. Don't give the Karens what they want. You have my permission. If they have questions, you tell them to call me. You tell them 1-877-789-2539. You say, take it up with my manager, and I'll let him know. I'll let him know who's allowed to shoot fireworks in Dylan's neighborhood, and it's Dylan. Thank you for the call, Dylan. Keep that spirit alive, sir. We love you. Let's go to... Michael in Florida. Let's go to Michael in Florida now on line five. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
want to shout out to all the products, man. I'm at the point now where if I don't take them, I don't know which one is not. I don't have a good day, and I don't know which one it is.
You get used to it. Like,
yeah, it's like, dang, you know, my body sucks now. So.
Well, I'll say, since we're talking about the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you, New Year's resolutions, I always schedule my resolutions, or it's like, it's easy to meet for me to be like, all right, what resolution do I want to meet? What supplement do I need to get myself there? You need more energy?
Yeah,
get the energy.
Creatine.
Creatine. Yeah. You need to work out. You need to build muscles.
I just got it, you know, so I'm like, I got to get on that. Anyways, need to get beetroot extract again.
That sounds good.
Basil would be awesome.
All right, we're running out of time here, Michael. What are your thoughts for this new year?
So, people need to start sacrificing their sacred wealth, you know. We need to have people willing to give up their inheritance or whatever it may be. They can either send their parents or their kids D.C. to start sitting in front of the White House every day to demand the action. You know, we're at the point now where everybody's so comfortable because, oh, yeah, I'm going to inherit this money, or I've got to get a job, or whatever it may be. It's time to take the money that we have stored up for our own comfort and start putting into saving our freaking country. Because, you know, the Democrats get our money for taxes. We have no way to get that money because otherwise we'd go to jail. We got to go after it.
So yes,
we got to start doing something.
100%. I mean, what are you saving for? Like, if you don't save the country, there's nothing to spend your money on. Like, it's now or never. I absolutely agree. I mean, like we keep saying, and to quote Nick Fuentes, we got to take our own side. You got to support the good people, support the good fight. And you just got to understand, we do have them on the run. As much as, you know, as much disappointment as we express here, at the end of the day, we have made such incredible strides, and the tide is turning slowly but surely. We just have to keep the pressure on, keep the pressure up, keep fighting like the jolly warriors we are. Happy New Year, everybody.
So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it. Your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWarsStore.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed. Two I designed. Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King. Make no peace with evil, say Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me. And it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens for their hats. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you will be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like a Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.